This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Yes. Oh, okay. That's what you're telling me.
Tell everybody in America, what's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
It's a Hokey Pokey.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky. Garbanzo beans. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Appreciate you joining us, and we're going to have a lot of learning going on today, Ed. Learning University is on the air.
That's what we're all about, Tim. We're about bettering the human race, one student at a time.
And, you know, the great thing about this university is tuition is, well, it's non-existent.
That's right. It's totally free, which is amazing considering all that we offer our students. Football, extracurricular activities.
All we ask is your time and your dedication.
That's right.
That's all we ask. Ed Battagliano with me, Tim Wildman, and good morning to you wherever you may be listening across this great U.S. of A. J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, is not with us today. He's on family vacay. And so... He will be back with us next week, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Filling in for him is a fellow Kentuckian, Kendra White. Kendra joins us from time to time here. Good morning, Kendra.
Good morning. I am a returning professor and excited to get started.
Well, I like your enthusiasm.
That's
you?
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely. Huh. And you know what? I have never heard Kendra not being enthusiastic.
It's
whatever it is.
Whatever it
whether
is.
Whether it's lunch, working an algebra problem.
That's maybe especially algebra. Trigonometry.
She gets excited.
Yeah.
Well, Kendra, by the way, JJ comes from Owensboro.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Where he grew up. Where in Kentucky are you from?
I am from the Wilmore around Asbury University. Woo! Go Screaming
that's
Eagles.
That's in western central?
Yeah, it's near Lexington is the closest city, so not too far away. The Bluegrass State.
The Bluegrass of Kentucky.
You went to Asbury?
I did, Asbury University.
We've got several, didn't
we? We do. Austin Brooks.
Went. Yep. He's with American Family Studios as well.
Got an alumni
That's
chapter
right.
here for
yeah.
We do.
For
we
Asbury.
Have meetings monthly. We
All
drink
right.
our
monthly meetings.
Here's what we do here on Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We three are going to ask three questions each, Trivia Friday, and then we're going to ask you to call in and answer one of them and ask us a trivia question. That's how we do this. And we do have a couple of ground rules. One is if you've called and got on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please do not call, because we'd like to get as many new people an opportunity to be on the air as possible. So if you've called and gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, do not call. Secondly, if you answer a particular question that we have already picked out here and you answer correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, the beloved cowbell will ring, and you will know then you have won yourself. You've answered the mystery question, and you have won yourself a T-shirt. A Trivia Friday T-shirt, which we have on display here in the studio now. For those who are watching on Facebook, you can see the T-shirts.
That's right. Holding them up. Or YouTube. We have a YouTube channel,
right.
Trivia Friday.
Today's Issues YouTube or Today's Issues Facebook Live. You can watch the show. We're holding up the T-shirts now because, well, you don't have to wait to answer the mystery question to get one of these T-shirts.
That's right. Ed. They can go to afastore.net and buy one for $15 a piece.
Some good-looking people on those shirts,
absolutely. Good-looking caricatures.
Why wouldn't you want to wear this every other day all summer?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you want to do that?
The only thing that would make that shirt more stunning would be if a few of your visiting professors, like of the female.
Oh, would be on there?
Would on that. Oh, just, yeah. I'm just saying that,
got,
that
well,
could help it a little
point
bit.
There, yeah. But,
I mean, not
well,
me
draw,
necessarily.
Hey, listen, just draw yourself in there, Kendra.
All right, I'm going to do it.
On your
with
T-shirt.
With some mustard stains.
Trivia Friday T-shirt. So if you want to get your, what is it, how much are they?
They're $15 a piece, and that's reasonably priced in terms of what quality T-shirts will cost,
yeah.
But it also helps the ministry. So.
Exactly. So get your Trivia Friday T-shirt. All you need to do is go to afastore.net, and it's $15. You can't beat that. You better get that before the trade war starts. And our prices have to go up. Our phone number to reach us here on Trivia Friday is 888-589-8840. That's toll free, 888-589-8840. That's the call to be on the air with us here on Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I don't see any reason to delay any further.
Let's do this.
So let's go ahead and give our questions. Ed, you go first.
All right. Thank you, sir. Here are my three questions. Very simple one to start off. And for those of you who've been listening for a long time, this is not unexpected. What NHL team, what National Hockey League team won the Stanley Cup last night? What NHL team won the Stanley Cup last night? Second question, in the famous arcade game Pac-Man, what are the names of the four ghosts that threaten the player? What are the names of the four ghosts that threaten the player? They're actually pretty famous.
In the what now?
In the game Pac-Man.
The ghost that...
Yeah, remember, they have the little white, yellow circle that goes eating.
Yeah.
And then the four ghosts are always
chasing
to kill
you.
It. Yeah. They have names.
Yeah. You have one nerd right now that is so excited that this question just
came
up.
He's yelling.
Like they are dialing the number right now.
I've seen that music send people into panic attacks. That Pac-Man music?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Whenever I hear it, I just start taking quarters out of my pocket and throwing them down the road as I drive. Because that's what I did.
That probably cost me... a few grades, during my junior college.
Oh dear!
Oh yeah, during my junior college years.
Yeah,
it was always, you know, if you were doing great on Pac-Man, but science classes, they rang the bell.
Oh my goodness!
But you got a chance to break the Pac-Man record.
Did you at least put it on your college like application, like Pac-Man champion?
And your buddies are standing around; they're wanting to know, are you going to go to class? Are you going to break the record?
Yeah.
You know, so it's a.
Those are the kind of moral dilemmas we all face in life, and,
right?
And sometimes most of us failed some of those, tragically. Mm-hmm. All right, here's my third question. The Olympic gold medal winner, Johnny Weissmuller, was known for playing what famous fictional character? Johnny Weissmuller was known for playing what famous fictional character? All right, those are mine.
Wow, that's tough.
Bring it, Kendra. Bring it, sister Kendra.
Question number one, what is a group of toads known as?
A group of toads. So you look in your backyard through your window, and you call your wife over
there, or
you call your husband over there, and you look out there, and there's this congregation, which it's not called, of toads.
Exactly.
You say to them, look, in our backyard now exists a blank of toads.
Exactly.
Right.
What is the blank?
What is the blank?
That's right. Okay. Second question, in the Jewish feast of Passover, how many cups of wine minimum are traditionally poured? You know, Jesus says, this cup is the new covenant of my blood. That's one. How many cups traditionally?
Wow.
Okay. Question.
You said mine were hard.
Well, if you've been to a Passover, like celebration of Passover Seder, you probably know this.
I have been to them, but I just wasn't paying attention.
My family just started celebrating Passover a few years ago.
Ed was playing Pac-Man in his mind.
That's true. Waka, 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 waka.
Okay, last question. Where was the fortune cookie actually invented?
That's a great trivia question.
Where was the fortune cookie actually invented?
So it's an invention, like a patent.
It was a creation. If there's
somebody had this idea.
Somebody better get on that.
Okay. All right, here are my three questions. A couple of Bible questions to start us out. In the New Testament, what letters are commonly referred to as Paul's prison epistles?
Ooh.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most difficult, that's a 6 or 7 right in there, I think. So that's a challenge for most people. In the New Testament, what letters are commonly referred to as Paul's, quote, prison epistles? Second Bible question. The Bible contains 66 books. How many are in the Old Testament and how many are in the New Testament? 66 books. How are they divided in terms of numbers?
That's not too hard.
Huh?
We'll have a lot of people jump.
Yeah, that's a four.
Yeah.
I think that's a
people
four.
People jump on that.
All right. And finally, a Disney question. In the 1937 Disney classic Snow White, we're all familiar with that. What were the names of the seven dwarfs?
Boom.
What were all seven of them now? I want to know the names of the seven dwarfs in the 1937 Disney classic Snow White.
And which one you've been called.
Yeah.
None of them were called Gimli. Gimli was from Lord of the Rings, so this is Snow White.
You're giving him hints there, Ed.
Gimli, yeah, Gimli didn't make it into the. I think he didn't. He tried out for the.
Yes, tried out
for the Seven Dwarfs.
And had to settle for Lord of the Rings.
Right, so he came back, you know, kept himself in shape.
Yes, he did.
And took some vitamins and stayed youthful.
Yes.
And so 70 years later came and did the.
The Lord of the Rings.
The Lord of the Rings. The little known history back there about a Hollywood great. All right, let's go to the phones.
To the phones we shall go. And first we're going to go to Mississippi. Chris is on the line. Chris, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Chris, I am doing well. Thank you for asking. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Chris?
Oh, I'll do both.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
Okay, let's start with Johnny Weissmuller.
All right, here's the question. Let me repeat it. The Olympic gold medal winner Johnny Weissmuller was known for playing what famous fictional character?
Well, you know, first I was thinking Sacagawea.
Yeah. I guess. You're old school.
But then I'm thinking, yeah, but then I thought, well, I think it might be Tarzan.
It is Tarzan.
Whoa, mystery question answered already.
And right out of the chute, first question, first answer. Chris, you have answered correctly the mystery question and won yourself a T-shirt to wear for the rest of the summer without taking it off.
All right, thank you.
So he played Tarzan?
He played Tarzan in all those black and white movies.
I remember that.
Johnny Weissmuller won 5 Olympic gold medals for swimming and 1 for water polo.
So he was the Michael Phelps before Phelps.
Yes, that's right. And so all those, you know, with the big Tarzan call.
Did he really do that?
There's some debate over, but people who know him and who worked on the film said he did. He developed the Tarzan call himself.
Later perfected by Carol Burnett.
Yes, and that's Tim true. Conway.
Yeah.
So was he selected because they were like, we need somebody who can swing from trees? Like,
well, he was very athletic. Strength. He was a good swimmer, and
wrestled alligators.
Yes,
that was
he had to be able to wrestle rubber alligators.
So that sort of put him over the top
and hold the hands of a chimpanzee. Mm-hmm. You know,
what would the auditions for that be like? Yeah, can you just scream and pretend you hit a tree for us here? He's like, I got this.
I don't know what they were like, because this is back in the 30s. He won the Olympics in the 20s. But so anyway, very, very famous, kind of made Tarzan a big screen fixture. So anyway, great job, Chris. When we're finished with you on the air, do not hang up. We're going to put you on hold, Chris, and we're going to get your information, and we're going to put one of these T-shirts in the mail for you, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you got a question for us?
I do.
What is it?
Now, this is you really got to think about this question hard. Why are fire engines red?
Why are fire engines red? All right, now, Chris, don't say yes or no. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here and kick some things around. So you guys have any ideas? Fire engines, why are they red?
Where I grew up, we called them far engines.
Far engines.
I'm not sure about fire engines. let's see. Why is a fire engine red?
Well, it's a warning color, certainly, right? I mean, red kind of says danger. So, you see it coming, get out, pull over to the side of the road.
I bet there's something.
Is that the question? Is that the exact question, Chris?
He wants to know why fire engines are red. Because there's even a color. You can buy a car in fire engine red. So. Mm-hmm.
I think Kendra's on to something. I think it's easy to see coming down the road. You know, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'm going
to. A bright red truck?
I'm good with that. We're going to go with Kendra's answer. Chris?
All right. Well, this is kind of a long answer, but this is the true answer of why fire engines are red. See, 2 and 2 is 4, and 4 and 4 is 8. 8 and 4 is 12. There's 12 inches in a ruler. Queen Mary was a ruler. Queen Mary was a ship that sailed the 7 seas. There are fish in the sea. The fish have fins. The fins fought the Russians. The Russians are red. Fire engines are always Russian, so they're red too.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
You know what?
You know, this is kind of like the circle of life, really.
I've got to applaud Chris, honestly. He might be the only man who understands what it's like in a woman's mind.
I was just going to say
but I followed all of that.
I was going to say, and now you have explained to me the thinking process of my wife on a regular basis. And I didn't have to say you beat me to it.
I actually have to say this in memory of my dad, because this was something that he taught me when I was a child.
That's great.
And you remember it today. That's awesome.
And Chris, I'm assuming and hoping that he taught you more than that. That's a good place to start. And that's not easy for a kid to remember that long chain of thoughts. But hey, great job.
He did. He taught me not to eat yellow snow too.
Another practical.
Oh yes, that's even more practical. So all right, Chris. Hey, thanks so much. Congratulations for winning the Trivia Friday T-shirt, answering the mystery question. Thank you for disappointing the people who are waiting on, with bated breath on the line to try to hopefully get that T-shirt. No, just kidding. We're going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We're going to get your information, and you have a good weekend. All right, brother?
All right, you too. Thank you. God bless.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Next up, Ed.
All right, we go to Oklahoma, and Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Well, gentlemen and lady today.
Yes.
Yeah, Mike.
Hey,
how's it going?
Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Mike?
Let's try both, okay?
All right. What do you want to answer?
Try the young lady's question there about the cups of wine at the Passover Seder.
Yes, sir. In the Jewish Passover Seder, how many cups of wine minimum are traditionally poured?
Four.
Hey, that's correct.
Wow,
great
job. Yeah, gotta give it up for Mike there.
Yes, sir.
Now, Mike, have you done a Passover Seder before? Have you attended or just read?
No, huh? I just read a little bit of the history about that, yep.
Well, fantastic job. You are correct.
So what's involved now? You got four?
So they've got four different cups that they pour. They represent different things. One represents sanctification. One represents judgment. One represents redemption. And there's a lot of parallels when Jesus says, this cup is the new covenant of my blood. He's talking about redemption. Yeah. And so there's deeper meaning when you kind of go into that. And the last cup of Passover is what we'll celebrate in heaven when he says, I'm not going to drink this again until I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom.
Wow,
so there's a lot of...
You had initially left out the fourth cup, and I thought that might be because after three cups of wine, you couldn't remember what the fourth cup was for.
Well, let me tell you, the Jewish Passover is a very lively celebration in many communities.
Well, that's a great job, Mike. Congratulations on that. And what's your question for us?
Okay, got one for you here. What U.S. president was born the furthest west in the United States, and he died the furthest from his birthplace?
Hmm.
Okay, you're talking about from the beginning to present?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so
U.S. president.
Which president was born furthest west?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, we're going to talk amongst ourselves. Mm-hmm. And what's the second half of that? And died what?
And he died the furthest away from his birthplace.
Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves for just a minute. Who's mm-hmm.
This is Mike.
Okay, Mike.
Oklahoma.
All right, Professor Ed.
Well, the first
few
presidents have to be out because they hadn't had a kind of expansion to the West.
Right.
Okay, I know for a fact that Richard Nixon was born in, I think, Yorba Linda.
Okay.
California,
the Los Angeles area. Okay, so I know that.
Okay.
I can't imagine you being born any further west unless you were in Alaska or
right.
I don't Hawaii.
Think any of them
I don't
were
think
born there.
So
that's a great guess.
That would be. But where he passed away, I thought he passed away in California.
Well, he
too.
I don't know. He may have passed away in the hospital. What's the hospital that presidents are treated in?
In D.C.
Starts with
the
B.
Yes,
Bethesda.
There you go.
Maybe I don't know. Let's go with Nixon.
Nixon.
Yeah, we're going to go with Nixon, Mike. I think Tim has something on him being born out there in California. How'd we do?
He got it. You got it.
All right. Good job, Tim.
Really?
He died in New York City at the hospital there in Manhattan. He had been out of the presidency for some time when he finally passed on, but he was in New York City. So yeah. He was the furthest away from where he was actually
born. Wow, that is an excellent
trivia
question.
Marvin Sanders, who was Marvin passed a few years ago, but he and I went out there for some kind of convention together about 20 years ago.
California?
At NRB or something, and we had an opportunity to go and visit Richard Nixon's museum and birthplace. It was fascinating. And
you were on
Nixon
that.
Library,
like, that was impressive.
There.
Yeah, I want to go to the Reagan ranch, too, sometime. Yeah. I'd love to do that. But anyway, so I remember, you have to be in the Pacific Ocean to be born any further west.
Any further west.
Thank you, Brother Mike. Yeah.
Good job. Yeah, thank you, brother.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, you too.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. You're listening to AFR, American Family Radio. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net. Here's our phone number if you want to be on the show. It's Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
888-589-8840 is Ed's credit card number.
Social Security number.
888-589-8840. Back to the phones.
We go to Ohio, and Charles is on the line. Charles, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
I was going to just ask, but I want to answer one also.
Okay, go ahead. Which one?
I want to answer the one about the toads.
Oh, wonderful. What is a group of toads, known as?
Yeah. I got to tell you, because this might help you with the one that I ask. My rationale for answering this one is because I'm equally disappointed in myself that I don't know the Bible questions and that I can't remember one of the ghosts' names. One of them that matches.
Spent a lot of quarters playing.
Too much away there. Right.
Okay.
And I know where the fortune cookie was from, so I'm going to, and I think I can reason through the dwarf. So I'm going to go with the one that I'm not sure of, but I believe.
I respect that.
Which is the horde of toads?
A horde,
Right? Toads.
Horde of toads. That's not the answer.
That's
I
a grunge.
Have.
That's a grunge band.
No. It does sound
horde of toads.
Yeah, they,
welcome to the stage.
They kind of set the stage for Pearl Jam and Nirvana.
Horde of toads. Yeah. Sound maybe sounds more heavy metal than grunge.
Metallica.
For some reason, I was thinking that was a horde and. The way I pictured the conversation going in the South would have been because you said, if a husband tells his wife that there's a bunch of toads out there, then he'd say, honey, there's a horde of toads out there. And she said, what? And he said, I told you.
I told you.
I like it.
A horde. But what is a horde is a horde of what? A horde of elephants? What is a horde?
I don't know.
Is
that
a group
that
of elephants?
A question for next. No, I
a horde is something.
Well,
some
if I type
kind of
it into Google, it says horde of faceless men. So
That's also from Lord
Google.
Of the Rings.
Don't trust Google.
All right, Charles, what's your question for us?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, y'all asked the question, which two capitals were on the Mississippi? And so the way you're going to have to dumb yourself down to try it because I made this question up. So you're going to have to kind of dumb yourself down to my level to be able to come up with the answer. Which two capitals are in the Mississippi?
The river?
Which two capitals are in the Mississippi? What do you mean?
Which two capitals are in the Mississippi?
The capital letter M and the actual capital of Mississippi.
Oh, that is good.
you're pretty good.
Am I close?
The capital C and the capital M.
The capital C.
The capital C and the capital M.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
Mississippi.
The capital.
He's capitalizing the word capital.
Oh, okay. That very tricky, Charles. this is why we have some young blood on the show.
Thank you, Charles, brother. Appreciate it. I didn't mean
to cut you off there, Charles, but we got a break coming up here.
I must confess, I have no idea what was just discussed in the last minute or two. And it's Friday. I'm not even going to worry about it.
That's right.
We're going to be back in 2 minutes with more Trivia Friday.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. and you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Okay, here's the big question with regard to any big decision. Is this going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Yeah, but does it actually work? So did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery. The bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared. And the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works. And it's so easy to get your questions answered. Why not? You can call right now. Just hit *345. That's *345, *345.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Since 1971, Liberty University's values have been defined by a commitment to excellence and a biblical worldview. Their mission of training champions for Christ has remained the foundation of everything they do. It's that mission that propels Liberty students to excellence in the classroom and beyond. More than 550 programs of study from undergrad to doctoral degrees, effectively preparing students to enter a competitive job market. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. That's liberty.edu.
New York City is in the throes of an opioid epidemic, as is much of the nation. But instead of cracking down on drug usage, Mayor Bill de Blasio wants to enable drug users. The city unveiled a new plan to open what they're calling safe drug shooting centers. That's right, the mayor wants to use public tax dollars to provide a safe place for drug addicts to use illegal narcotics. It's left-wing lunacy. Drug counselors will be on hand to offer users advice on how to get clean, but that's suspect at best, not to mention a possible violation of federal drug laws. The Justice Department is on record that a similar plan in Vermont was a violation of the law. Federal prosecutors say it's not only a crime to use illicit drugs, but it's also illegal to maintain sites where drugs are used. In other words, Mayor Bill de Blasio might want to find out if he can use taxpayer money for bail. I'm Todd Starnes.
I think that is the theme from the television series Tarzan in the 70s. Ron Eli played Tarzan, but they used the Johnny Weissmuller call, which had been in existence by the time for, you know, 40 years.
What was Tarzan? What was his point of that exercise?
His point?
Well, when he's out in the, you're out in the middle of the jungle, right?
Oh, he's calling for the animals of the jungle to help him.
Help him, whatever.
Yeah, usually fight.
Like build something?
Greedy white people
cook,
or something.
Grill out or what?
Yeah, grill out, yeah.
What is he helping? What is he calling to help him do?
Does he need a reason? He's Tarzan.
He's Tarzan.
I mean, just, you know.
I'm just saying. Me Tarzan, you Jane. I'm just saying, if you're a wild animal out in the jungle, going about your business, and you hear Tarzan call, you feel an obligation.
Right.
Really.
I'm an elephant. Oh, I'm supposed to drop what I'm doing because Tarzan's calling.
You know, I need to stop and what I'm doing and go over to where Tarzan is and see what the need is.
Yeah.
And so.
He's king of the jungle.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So when you go over there, what is Tarzan asking you to do?
I guess. Usually it's it was to beat the bad guy.
Oh, beat up! Oh,
yeah.
Bad
so, like,
guy.
if there's bad guys
coming to the jungle looking for Tarzan. Tarzan says, "Oh yeah."
Or they usually
watch this.
They're usually pillaging the jungle of its resources.
So it's for the sake of the whole jungle. I mean, Tarzan's not being selfish. He's got all the animals in mind.
Right, and they just need a leader.
I got it. All right. That's his purpose and mission.
It's his war cry.
All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and Kendra. JJ's not here today.
I'm telling you, JJ better consider next time whether he wants to take a vacation, because Kendra's rocking it.
Right now. Bringing it. Fellow Kentuckian.
Yes. I'm just waiting for those sports questions to come up and take my GPA down, if you're not.
All right, let's repeat our questions that have heretofore.
Oh,
I used it. I said heretofore. Going unanswered.
35 minutes in.
Yes, sir. What do you got, Brother Ed?
All right, here are my questions. What NHL team, National Hockey League, what NHL team won the Stanley Cup last night?
Wow.
Second question. In the famous arcade game Pac-Man, what are the names of the four ghosts that threaten the player? You remember that little yellow face and mouth eating the little dots, always chased by those four ghosts? They had names. What are they? And I'm going to have to add a question since I've had one answered. Geography question. Mm-hmm. Which country is further north, Japan or North Korea? Which country is further north, Japan or North Korea?
Great questions. All right. I have three as well. What is a group of toads known as? Like the frogs, only they're not frogs, they're toads. What are they known as?
Do they move together?
That's a great question. Apparently, if there's a group of them.
Do they caravan?
Like flock.
You know, do
like
they say,
flock together.
Okay, we're going
to
Florida.
Well, they did in Exodus, right? I mean, in Exodus time, all the frogs came.
Yeah.
But did they come in hordes?
That's a good question.
Yeah. It was a tough real estate market for those frogs back in the Exodus days.
Now, if you saw a bunch of toads hanging out together, that'd look creepy.
It would be.
You'd begin to wonder if
that's what I'm asking.
Now, one of them can survive in water and one can't, right? Is it toads that can't swim?
Well, frogs are
amphibians, right?
Well, both of them are amphibians.
They are, okay.
But frogs live, for the most part, some frogs can, in water. And you know what? I have no idea what I'm talking about. This is the moment when my son would say, "You don't really know what you're talking about, do you, Dad?"
I thought someone told me that toads could not swim.
No, yeah. They can swim.
They can.
They can swim.
They pretend they can't, you know, just to throw everybody off.
But if they can't, they don't tell the rest of the toads in the horde.
Right.
So.
All right. So what is a group of toads known as? Second question, where was the fortune cookie originally invented?
I'm just going to say this. As much as I love Chinese food, the Chinese really dropped the ball when it came to dessert.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
You can't come up with something noted. A little better than
they
that.
They serve fruit. I mean, they've got some unique fruit,
but fruit
is not...
A fortune cookie, that's the best you can come up with. Anyway,
I agree. That.
And lastly, and this is a new question for us here, a fear of being buried alive is known as what?
Mm.
The fear of being buried alive.
Mm-hmm. All right. So where'd you get that one?
Well, thanks a lot.
Kendra,
thanks for
to bring us down.
Think about
bring us
something.
Down. Question.
Happy Friday, everyone.
All right. Here are my three questions. In the New Testament, what letters are commonly referred to as Paul's prison epistles?
Hmm.
What letters from Paul are commonly referred to as the prison epistles? Number two, another Bible question. The Bible contains 66 books total. How many are in the Old Testament, and how many are in the New Testament? And finally, in the 1937 Disney classic Snow White, what were the names of the seven dwarfs? What were the names of the seven dwarfs? And they do not coincide with Paul's prison epistles.
So these names will be different?
They're completely different.
Yes.
You know, we don't have a first book of, for example. All right, Trivia Friday on AFR. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to West Virginia, and Nancy is on the line. If I'm not mistaken, this is our first lady calling in today for Trivia Friday. Nancy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. And I was really disappointed that I missed the T-shirt because I knew the Johnny Weissmuller answer. But I know the number of the books of the Bible. There are 39 in the Old and 27 in the New.
Yes!
Wow. Good job, Nancy.
Absolutely. 39
and she can do math.
Yes.
In the Old Testament and 27 in the New Testament. I would say, I'm just guessing here, Nancy, the Old Testament would make up, of the Bible, percentage-wise of content. Would it be two-thirds or three-quarters?
That's probably more than two-thirds.
Three-quarters?
I'd say even almost more than three quarters, maybe maybe seven eighths almost.
If you were to put your if you were to hold with your finger and thumb
the
New Testament, I think Nancy's pretty close to.
Yeah.
It's most of it's in the Old Testament. Bigger books and more of them.
Yeah, longer.
59%, folks.
59%?
59%, if my mouth was correct.
Young people on their phones.
Now, are you talking about books, or are you talking
about actual percentage of the whole verbiage Bible?
No, that's not right.
Sorry.
Pages?
Yeah.
No. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about if you got 1,000 words, for example, are 750 of them in the Old Testament and 250 in the New Testament?
Not number of books.
Percentage
but actual
of
words.
The Bible is New Testament.
Right. I got
Testament.
You.
Right.
All right. Well, anyway,
we're going to try to figure that out before the end of the show. So
we did get Nancy. You did get the right answer. There are 39 books in the Old Testament. There are 27 in the New Testament. So
Nancy,
okay,
what's your...
and I have a question for you.
Okay, good.
I've only been listening to your program for a few weeks or months, but what animal killed every single one of them? You could have the same number that you killed within 1 year.
Okay, come again.
An animal.
All right, say that again.
What animal, if you killed every one of them were destroyed with it, that then within a year that number could be replaced?
Okay, you're breaking up just a little bit. Your question is, what animal, if you killed every one of them within a year, you could replace every one of them?
Yes.
Hmm.
Rabbits.
Well.
Right?
Well, if you killed every one of them, you couldn't.
Okay, so this is going to be something that lays eggs, I'm guessing, something that could survive the death of the mother that laid them.
What about
and you could kill all the living animals of that species or whatever, and from those eggs, they would reproduce so quickly that you could replace every single one. I'm kind of guessing that's what she's...
But remember, you would destroy them all. They would all be destroyed, every one of them. If every one of them were killed off, they could all be replaced within 12 months.
Including their eggs?
No, she's... I think this
is a game of extinct, not extinct.
I didn't say that it was a bird. I said that it was an animal. It's an animal.
Okay. I don't. Do you guys have any idea?
A platypus. Is that what it's called?
A platypus. There is a platypus. And they're a platypi, I guess.
Starfish. Yeah. Can you kill a starfish? And I know they grow back. Is there any way to regenerate?
This sounds like a Twilight Zone question.
We don't know. We're just guessing.
It's really not.
Okay. I think you stumped us, Nancy, because we can't. We're not even. I don't think we're even in the ballpark. You stumped us.
No, you're not. But, and it stumped me the first time I heard it. And then I thought, oh, my goodness, of course. It's a mule. A mule is a hybrid offspring of a horse and a donkey.
Nancy, that is very clever. Yes, it is. So it doesn't matter because they don't reproduce. It doesn't matter if you kill them all off. You get a mule and a donkey together, and you can replace
them. Do I get a t-shirt for that?
a horse and a donkey? What now?
Horse and a donkey. you mate a horse and a donkey. They produce a mule, but a mule is infertile. They can't reproduce.
If you remember in the Old Testament, the Israelites were told, do not cross up mules and donkeys because they were a cross. Just don't mix wool and flax and stuff like that. I don't like, sensitive.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things compromised.
The life of a mule.
That is a clever question, I'll give you that one.
Nancy, thank you so much. That is a great question. You stumped us, but we're going to remember that because that question is going to come up again someday. As it should. Hey, Nancy, thank you so much, and thank you for listening. We're glad you're a listener now to American Family Radio.
I planted a whole row of potatoes while I was talking to you, too.
A whole row of what?
A whole row of what?
Potatoes.
She's busy. She's like, I'm on Trivia Friday, and I'm planting.
A multitasker. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and Kendra, we thank you for listening. Let's repeat our questions, lady and gentlemen.
All right. What NHL team, that's National Hockey League, what NHL team won the Stanley Cup last night? Second question, in the famous arcade game, Pac-Man, what are the names of the four ghosts that threaten the player? And then my third question, which country is further north, Japan or North Korea?
I like that one. I have three as well. What is a group of toads known as? Where was the fortune cookie invented? And a fear of being buried alive is known as what?
Mm-hmm. All right, here are my questions. Bible question in the New Testament. What letters are commonly referred to as Paul's prison epistles? Y'all understand the question?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number two, in the 1937 Disney classic Snow White, what were the names of the seven dwarfs?
I'm surprised we haven't had someone try that one right there.
All right, and I'll add a question. Godzilla. We all know Godzilla, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, personally.
Really? You know him personally? You got his autograph? Godzilla has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. As J.J. Jasper would say, is that true or false? Godzilla, the acclaimed actor from Japan, who's typecast, quite frankly.
Oh, yeah. He'll never play a different
He had a big career ahead of him, but he got, you know, got into this monster thing and could never.
I saw him one time in a Columbo mystery.
Right.
But that he never could
you
break out.
You kept thinking
out.
He was going to breathe fire.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And
I
could
kept
never
waiting
get
for
out.
It.
Yeah. So Godzilla has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Is that true or false? Back to the phones.
Back to the phones we go. Louisiana, and Sam is on the line. Sam, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey. Ask the question. Yeah.
Good morning, Sam. How are you, brother? Where do you live in Louisiana?
Lake Charles.
Lake Charles, L.A., right there on the interstate, right? I-10?
Yeah, right there in Interstate 10. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, we're kind of in between I-10 and 210.
Gotcha. Well, that's a great place to live, between I-10 and 210.
Yeah.
So, anyway, what do you got for us? Do you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
All right, which question you want to answer, Sam?
The prison epistles.
Ooh.
Bible question.
In the New Testament, what letters are commonly referred to as Paul's prison epistles?
2 Timothy and Romans?
Incorrect.
Hmm.
However, those are both books in the New Testament. So you're in the right area, but those are not the prison epistles. So
I know that there are times in the epistles where Paul will say, I write to you from prison or things like that. So that would be the big hint, right? Where in the Bible did that happen? Yeah. Is that what we're looking for?
Yeah,
I'm not sure that he mentions, I think he mentions in all of them that, he's in prison.
Okay.
But there are letters that are referred to as his prison epistles because we know he wrote those from prison.
Okay.
All right. Sam, what's your question for us?
All right. Since D-Day was Wednesday, what are the five beaches named?
Okay, hold on, Sam. Don't say anything. We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
All right.
You got your Omaha, obviously.
Omaha. Okay, I'm gonna write them down. So there's Omaha, Gold, Juno, Sword, and what's the other one? Is it?
It's not Normandy. Normandy's the town, right?
Normandy's the region.
Not Normandy Beach.
I guess. Beach. Well,
that's not a bad guess, though.
You want it? I can't think of anything else. You want to say Normandy? I'll probably kick myself for not.
You did good on the other three. Yeah. Omaha's the most famous, obviously. Because you had the Brits, the Canadians, and the Americans all go in. They took different beaches. I think we were I think the Americans were Omaha. Anyway.
Yeah, there was one cliff. I'm not sure that's a separate beach, but where they had a scale up the anyway. So we'll Sam, we're gonna say Juno, Sword, Omaha, Gold, and Normandy.
Well, you had all them right, but Normandy, it's Utah.
I knew I'd kick myself after
Utah. Yeah, that's
correct. And I do believe. Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Sam.
Hey, Sam. Thank you so much, brother. That's a great question, by the way.
D-Day was when?
June 6th, 1944. And that June 6th was 2 days ago, Wednesday, the anniversary of that. So
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We keep going. Keep rolling here. Who's
all
next?
Right. Now we go to Texas, and Janice is on the line. By the way, folks, if you want to call and get on this here program, the number to call is 888-589-8840. Janice, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, we're glad to hear your voice. Thanks for listening. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
Okay. Which question would you like to
answer? I want to answer the one about the toads.
All right.
I'm interested in this myself. So,
what is a group of toads commonly known as?
Well, my granddaughter used to be into bugs so much, and I think I remember that it was something really weird, like a knot.
That's correct.
A knot.
Wow.
Awesome.
Okay, Janice.
Awesome.
Like K-N-O-T?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
K-N-O-T.
Janice,
yeah,
I do have to correct one little thing, though, and that's that toads aren't bugs. I mean, you knew that, right?
No, she was into all kinds of bugs and...
Oh, okay, all right.
Toads eat the bugs.
Yes.
So we're in the same sphere.
In fact, I'll say this. We have a big white, it's a Great Pyrenees, big white dog that kind of stays on our porch and keeps, criminals and politicians, of course, that maybe those are the same, Jehovah's Witnesses all away keeps, from our front
they
door.
They don't come to your for
they don't
that
come
reason,
to the front door because of that big dog. And there was, for an entire summer, there was a toad that slept with our dog. I'm not kidding. We would look out there because they're very mild when it comes to other animals. Would come up and sleep right next to him. But we would look out there and sometimes it'd be eating bugs.
Oh, my goodness.
Under the protection of that big white dog.
Here's a question for you. What do you call a group of misbehaving toads?
I don't know. What?
Well, a misbehaving toad. Mm-hmm. You know, I had two of
Did
those
you?
One
Did
time.
You?
Yeah, at the same time, and I had to give them up for adoption.
Discipline them.
Yeah.
I would call them a naughty knot.
A naughty knot.
You know, I had said you were really rocking it.
Yeah. I made that one up all myself. No help from Google.
I couldn't tell. So a knot of toads.
Yeah.
Janice, that is excellent, and this comes because of your daughter being interested in, you know, science and critters and all that.
My granddaughter. We used to spend a lot of time out in the yard looking for bugs and talking about all the critters out in the backyard.
Wow, a knot of toads. That's great. What's your question for us, Janice?
Okay, my question for you is, back in the mid-19th century, they dropped the 27th letter of the alphabet. What was it?
What the... World.
The 27th letter of the alphabet. All right, now
was that voted on?
Right.
It took a 2/3 vote of Congress, I think. Hey, Janice, we're going to kind of talk amongst ourselves, so don't say yes or no. All right, now this is bound to be some kind of little riddle kind of thing.
You think? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I've never heard that about a letter being actually dropped.
In what year? When 19th century?
What did you say, Janice? 19th century? 1800s?
The mid-19th century is like the 1850s, somewhere around there.
Okay.
That was long before Pluto was dropped from the...
Yes. See, there was always...
Planets.
There was a joke when I was growing up, how many letters are in the alphabet, and everyone would say 26, and you'd always answer, no, 24. L&M got kicked out for smoking because there was L&M cigarettes, so...
Yeah, that's pretty lame, but
Well, I know elemental B is a letter for some kids.
I'm wondering if it's one of these kind of things.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
You guys have any idea?
I've never even heard this question before, and I'm 55 years old. Janice, we don't know. Yeah.
We don't know. You got us. What is it?
Okay, well, I'm kind of a trivia nut. It's an ampersand, and the way they said it was and per se and. And it's the ampersand sign.
Yeah, I know that's that kind of backward S kind of thing. Actually in the alphabet?
That was actually considered part of the alphabet, yeah.
It was a backwards S?
You know the kind of this backward S when you're saying like Sears and Roebuck and the little backward S?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yes, uh-huh.
That's called an ampersand.
Yeah, that's General Mills.
That's it.
Yeah,
but it was considered part of the alphabet,
wow,
not a symbol.
That is very interesting. Janice.
Well,
I'm so glad I could make you gooder.
Yes. And you're awesome.
Make you gooder and betterer.
Hey, Janice, what would have been the motivation for kicking the backwards S out of the alphabet?
Probably nobody could remember it, and it didn't fit in with the rhyming song. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Makes sense as much as anything.
Yeah. Well, listen, anyone who knows the answer to the knot of toads question, I believe them when they come to the alphabet.
Thanks, Janice.
Appreciate it, Janice. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Wow.
Yeah. A knot of toads. I would
impressive.
Get out of here, you knot of toads.
Huh? I can't even come up with anything clever for that.
Yeah,
I'm trying.
Knot of toads.
Well, and the neighbors, when you want them to be quiet, you're like, be quiet. You're being too loud. No, we're not.
Right.
You know, I mean, we're not.
Oh, Kendra.
It's Friday.
Right. Yeah.
You were way up here. And
right.
Someone's got to take over JJ's. Go ahead.
Yes.
Corny.
Well, you're doing that.
Corny Corner.
Corny Corner.
Who's next?
All right. We go to Iowa and Tim. Tim, maybe you know him.
Yeah.
Tim from Iowa. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning to you, sir. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to answer, and then I got a question.
Okay, which question you want to try to answer?
The Stanley Cup winner last night.
All right, good. Thank you, Tim. I'm going to re-ask the question because some people may just be tuning in. But thank you for admitting or choosing to believe that hockey is important.
Yeah.
What NHL team won the Stanley Cup last night?
Well, it was the Washington Capitals.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it wasn't the St. Louis Blues, of which my son-in-law is the equipment manager for. So
wow, really? Really?
Right. Hey, can you get us some equipment, too?
I don't want the equipment. Yeah. I want some tickets.
Yeah, they actually have a charity auction about every year at the end of the season. So, yeah, tickets seem to be a popular item to our friends.
Yes, I'm sure they are. They're probably the Blues always have a pretty good team, so their tickets are pretty hard to probably come by. But
Tim, if next year you could get Professor Evitagliano tickets for a Bruins Blues game, I think.
I'd be eternally grateful. Well, maybe eternally, but I'd be grateful for the rest of my life.
I'm just saying, put that in the back of your mind since you know people, okay?
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
I'll have to keep going.
All right, keep that in the back of your mind. I know you never get asked for any favors. But anyway, you want to ask?
Yeah, what's your question for us, Tim?
Yeah, somebody stole my books of the Bible, but anyway. I'm a longtime high school Sunday school teacher and confirmation teacher, and one of the requirements in confirmation is all my fifth grade students have to memorize all the books of the Bible.
Okay.
What is one of the easiest ways to remember that there are 39 books in the Old Testament and 66 books in the entire Bible?
Three minus nine is six.
Learn it when you're young. That's the easiest way to remember it.
What about 3 minus 9 is 6? 9 minus 3, rather.
9 minus 3, yeah.
Oh, 9 minus 3 is 6.
66.
Ah, I like that.
True.
How about, we're going to go with that, Tim. We're going to go with our Tim's answer. 9 minus 3 is 6.
Well, 6 doesn't quite do it since there's 66. But the Old Testament, there are 3 letters in Old, and there's 9 letters in Testament. So there are 39 books.
All right. I like
that. Yeah, but you got to give me credit right there for coming up with something.
I'm having a reason.
Right off the top of my head.
I know. In fact, I thought it was going to be the correct answer.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, thanks so much, brother. Have a great weekend.
And then the 666 real quick.
All right, we're almost out of time. We got 15 seconds.
If you drop one of the sixes being the sign of the devil at times, you get 66 for the good book.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, brother. Have a good one. All right, folks, we're going to take a 5-minute break for news. When we come back, it is the last 25 minutes of Trivia Friday. Class is almost out, but not yet. Y'all come back.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.